In this bulletin, Israel and Hamas trade accusations as the fragile ceasefire holds in Gaza, Victoria to reform its assisted dying laws, and in sport, South Sydney vows to take a strong stand against winger Tyrone Munro, who's facing DV charges. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Helena Krishnamurthy. Hamas has accused Israel of violating the ceasefire after the deaths of five people in Gaza. Gazan health authorities say the five were shot dead by Israeli troops as they went to check on houses in a suburb east of Gaza City, while an airstrike killed one person and injured another near Khan Yunis. Israel's Defense Force has posted on X that a group was spotted crossing the yellow line and approaching IDF troops in northern Gaza in what they said was a clear violation of the peace agreement. The post says that troops opened fire after the people refused to comply to what they described as multiple attempts to distance them. Palestinian Australians have celebrated the return of their loved ones from Israeli detention in an historic ceasefire exchange. Mona Kaskin and her husband Khalil says it has been a sleepless night for them as they stayed up late to hear the news of their 22-year-old nephew Ibrahim, who was taken from Gaza in December 2023.
First impression, I didn't realize that Ibrahim, he lost weight too much. He lost his teeth. My son, he just slept. He just slept for 5 minutes. I woke him because he asked, he want to see him. And he was sleepy and he didn't realize that he talking to him.
Nearly 2,000 Palestinians have been freed from Israeli detention. It includes 1,700 Gazans who have been held in prison without charge over the course of the Israel-Hamas war. The military has seized power in Madagascar. Military leader Colonel Michael Randri Anirina says the military will form a government and hold elections within 2 years and that he has suspended key democratic institutions.
We're dissolving from today the Senate, the High Constitutional Court, the High Court of Justice, the High Council for the Defense of Democracy, and the Independent National Electoral Commission.
The ousted president, Rajoelina, has been moved to what has been called a safe place. But a statement from the president's office insists he's still in charge and denounced what it described as an attempted coup d'etat. A task force has been established as part of an expanded search for a 4-year-old boy in rural South Australia. South Australia Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says there is no evidence the child has met with criminality and that the task force was aimed at expanding the search area around the property for the missing child.
Essentially, we're leaving no stone unturned in our efforts to now recover Gus. It is a significant searching activity, and it has been since Gus was reported missing. We are dedicated to making sure we do everything we possibly can to bring Gus back to his family.
Gus Lemon went missing at the Oak Park Station homestead, about 40 kilometres south of Yunta in South Australia's mid-north region on September 27. The initial search, which covered approximately 470 square kilometres, ended about a week after the boy went missing. Victoria will reform its assisted dying laws to make access easier for more people. Premier Jacinta Allen and Health Minister Mary Ann Thomas have introduced 13 amendments to legislation that will be debated on a conscience vote in State Parliament, amendments that include ending the current ban on non-Australian citizens and permanent residents accessing the scheme. The Premier says the legislation is thoughtful and would bring Victoria up to speed with other states once it's implemented in about 18 months.
People who are terminally ill, people who are nearing the end of their life, who are suffering in pain, deserve to have that choice, deserve to have a compassionate, caring, voluntary assisted dying scheme that supports their choice with their life.
And moving on to sport, South Sydney has vowed to take action against winger Tyrone Munro after he was charged by police over an alleged domestic violence incident in April. The club has released a statement saying it's aware of the charges and that it takes all allegations seriously. The Rabbitohs say it will take appropriate action if the charges are proven. The club has also informed the NRL's integrity unit, which typically stands down players under the no-fault rule in regard to domestic violence charges. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Helena Krishnamurthy.